coaches around the league, and college coaches too that texted him telling him. So he's pretty excited.
So if anyone can relate to a good play on special teams, that's a son of a coach.
Absolutely, yeah, it's very important. So,
as far as the special teams, what do you think got into you guys those last, like at the end there? Was it just one of the things, enough? We got to get this thing going.
Yeah, I think it was just enough. We've been letting down our team so much, you know, in the last couple of weeks that we thought, you know, we needed to make a play as a special teams unit, and those last two kickoffs showed it.
Isn't it hard to be? Everybody has dreams on their depth chart. And you're a fifth-year senior, you've been around a long time. I imagine your answer is that you want to coach anywhere you can. And yeah. Special teams offers you that chance.
I'm actually a junior. It's wrong. But it's all right. Everybody gets that. Yeah, it's been like that all year. So. Yeah, absolutely. I want to contribute to the team as much as I can anywhere on the field. I've been safety. They asked me to move to linebacker during camp. And, you know,
you started quarterback.
But yeah, like the first semester I was here, so and then went to safety. They went right back to safety. So, you know, anywhere I can on the field, anywhere I can help the team, I'm glad to do it, and I'm excited. And yeah, anywhere.
Why was it Iowa? How did you?
Well, with my dad, I grew up in Green Bay until middle of high school, and he knew Coach French really well. Coach French's son played for Atlanta for a year or two when I was down there in high school, and he came to a practice and said, "Hey, why don't you come take a visit?" And then I was like, "All right, whatever," you know. And I loved it when I got here, and the rest is history, I guess.
So when you first started talking to your dad about Coach Ferentz, was he pretty rave reviews?
Oh, he respects his coaching staff and this program so much, and some of his favorite players he's ever coached, Campman and Green Bay. He liked Bowen. I mean, he liked all those players coming out of here. So he just loved the program and steered me towards this, I think.
What were special teams meetings like after Iowa State? I know you guys do have special teams meetings.
Absolutely, yeah.
What were they? I mean, I imagine they weren't as comfortable things.
Absolutely not. I mean, they were disappointing, some of the things that we could have done to really help our team in the end. You know, they were instructional, though. You know, it wasn't
yelling.
There were some good things going on.
Yeah.
But, you know, we just looked at it like, you know, we can really help our team with the special team. So this week we've, you know, been doing extra drills, extra kickoff drills, extra emphasis drills to stir that up. And, you know, we're still not perfect by any means. But we just need to continue to keep getting better.
Do you guys have a solid unit now, though? I mean, it seems like there's a conveyor belt of guys going in there.
I mean, I'm sure they're looking for anyone who wants to do it. I don't think it's ever like a for sure group or anything, but there's different people coming in and out, and whoever can do the job, I'm sure that's who they'll put out there.